the things I heard around the table if I hadn't done them all, that I just hadn't done them yet. And I could see that. I could see the things my husband was doing that he'd been doing maybe a year earlier, I was now doing. And I could see the road I was on. And I could see that I was headed the same direction. She talked about getting a big book and reading it, and I took that suggestion. She talked about the mental obsession, and I didn't really believe that because I hadn't tried to quit yet. But she got my attention just enough to where I went and got that big book after the meeting. And I took off that weekend. I went back down to the Bay Area, and I took that book with me, and I read it, drinking. And all the time I was in Al-Anon, they never talked about the big book. I don't understand that. Because that book just opened up my eyes, not only to my own problem, but to a lot of things about alcoholism and the solution. And I knew about the steps, because they talk about the steps in Al-Anon. But it was like on a level of reading them, not doing them. Another person I met at that meeting was the lady named Rhett that became my sponsor. This other gal, Sandy, that had got me to the meeting, that was her sponsor, and that's probably the reason I asked her to be my sponsor. And she said that she would be my sponsor if I was willing to do certain things. And they included going to at least 3 meetings a week, one of them being a step study, preferably the women's step study down there in Auburn. Meet with her once a week and write my resentments or anything that I felt bad about during the week and talk to her about them weekly. Not drink. Read the big book 10 or 15 minutes a day. And that was it. You know, that was the length of her requirements. And I said, yeah, I thought I could do that. And it was agreed that we would be working on the steps. One of the things that I learned pretty quick in AA was that line in the book that says, lack of power was our dilemma. And that was a whole new thing for me to say that, you know, I couldn't run the show anymore and that I really didn't have much power. Didn't have any power over alcohol. Didn't have any power over my husband. Didn't have any power over what you do. Another thing I learned was that AA wasn't going to teach me how to quit. All I had to do was just put the plug in the jug, as we call it. But AA was going to teach me how not to start again. Another thing I learned was that there's a lot of different kinds of sobriety. There's the kind I had when I first got sober, where I didn't have to drink anymore. It wasn't particularly comfortable. I was doing a lot of things instead. You know, this was a program of replacement, so if I want to stop drinking booze, I started drinking coffee and 7-Up and orange juice. That seemed to help. And instead of going to the bar, I went to a meeting. And it seems like everything I've done different here, it's like I've replaced one habit with another. That's the only way I'm able to make the change. I had a lot of trouble. Dan's going to laugh about this. Had a lot of trouble with God.